Greetings from Mo from the future. The following episode is called Akon City, the post-sesh live show. Being in legal states, we decided that we would indulge and then film a live show episode, which took place on Monday, January 17th. This is the audio recording of that. If you'd like to watch the video, you can head on over to our YouTube channel and the link will be in the show notes. While you're here, please take a second to subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice or on our YouTube channel. In our show notes, you will also find our link tree where you can go to our survey, let us know if you like episodes like this, and also tell us what you want us to cover in the upcoming year. I will now hand you over to Pasmo, who regrets all of her life choices.
Welcome back to the Deep Dark Truth. I'm Mo.
I'm Chip.
And I'm Mikey.
If there's anyone here.
And not only was this an absolutely, truly horrendous idea to begin with, we started the live show, went for about a minute, realized that the countdown did not mean that the ending did not mean that the broadcast had started. So here we are.
Here we are.
Starting again.
Here we are.
So we're currently streaming on Twitch, Facebook Live, and YouTube. And we are just kind of waiting for people to filter in a little bit before we get started. So first, we're going to talk about upcoming episodes that we are excited about that we are doing this year. I will start with, I'm really excited to, oh, we lost Mikey.
Oh, good.
I'm really excited to finally cover the Denver airport. We had realized in the last episode, well, two episodes ago, but the last episode that we released where we talked about funny conspiracies, the one where we talked about Betty White having a 10-year demon deal that would have ended in 2021, that episode. Oh, yeah. Ouch. It hurt.
We know the truth here. Breaking news. Get it a month ahead of time. The truth. Deep dark.
I don't think I would believe me. Especially because we released that video almost, or that podcast, 2-ish weeks ago.
Right.
And when we released it, we had recorded it in early November. So, yikes. I put a disclaimer on the front of the video. I didn't know what to do.
We can't hide the truth.
Can't hide the truth.
So during that episode, we talked about how we had not covered the Denver airport, but we thought we did because we had talked about it so much and so much before we even started the show that we really thought that we had talked about the entire thing, and we hadn't. So I'm excited.
I'm still not certain we haven't, but supposedly we haven't.
I checked all of the episodes. We have like 54 episodes, and it is not in them. So, I mean, I didn't listen through them. I'm sure there's mentions of it, but none of them have it in the description. So Mikey is going to be regaling us with tales of Akon City. Mo regrets her life. Will be... Mikey has a whole PowerPoint presentation.
It's
in fact,
great. You should be excited.
A whole PowerPoint presentation.
And we shall see if a PowerPoint keeps us on task.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. I have all kinds of tickers available to us that are pre-made. I feel like I have to adjust the Mo regrets her life choices ticker. I'm going to up that to 3 really quick. I had to take it down and put something else up.
All right. So Akon City, Senegal. So if we can go to the first slide here.
Welcome to his TED Talk.
So Akon City is a project that was announced by Senegalese American singer, entrepreneur Akon, and Minister of Tourism Alioune Sarin in 2018. So they designed this specifically with the intent of having Black Americans, a upscale tourist-like city foundation, and then grew and grew and grew to become something much larger that we'll get to. In September 2020.
Question.
Yes.
should I know who Akon is? Is this a common knowledge thing that goes on bad at
yes.
music?
Yes. Figured. Yes, it is.
It is part of the slide. Yes.
So, I don't know the musics.
He's the singer. You will know Akon's songs because he will say his own name.
Fair enough.
A lot of them start Akon. So that's how you'll know what songs are by Akon.
Got it.
Sound.
I don't want to get a copyright strike, but I'm like ready to throw down and sing every song that you actually know that you don't realize you know. Okay. Mikey, continue with your PowerPoint.
All right. So in September of 2020, Akon unveiled that the 2,000-acre planned development would run along the Atlantic coast, 62 miles south of Dakar in Senegal. The cost to build Akon City has been quoted at $6 billion. And that's pretty standard across the board. It is stated in everything that you could look up about it. That's the number. That's the dollar sign. Akon was inspired by Marvel's Black Panther, wanting to create a future real-life version of Wakanda. And that's why I included this beautiful picture of Wakanda.
Okay.
So that's some interesting facts about what Akon City is. And then we are going to get to the pictures.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
This has been built up for months at this point.
Yes, exactly.
For us.
Mo. The next slide.
Yes.
We're going to see some pictures, illustrations, concepts of what Akon City will feature.
I like the basic bitch car in the front.
Yes.
This is the city of the future.
Yes. The concept is futuristic, not using plastics, using lots of glass, lots of different stones and metals. There's been skepticism around that as well because of the heat there. But again, it's supposed to be futuristic and use different clean resources, renewables. So we can go to the next slide and we can see a few more concept drawings and designs.
Okay, but they're melting.
It looks like the bean.
Yeah, a little.
Like they all look like the reflective surface of the bean.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is one of the first ones that Akon has used throughout and has on his own social medias and his own. So these were, this is the most common image that you're going to find. And then there's one more slide of concept drawings and designs, different things and how they're all going to fit together.
The overhead one just makes me think of like Disney World, how to get to your different little lands within Disney World.
Yeah.
Totally.
And the bottom one is like a pirate map. Like it doesn't look in any way real. I would give that to one of my players and be like, this is where you need to go. This is where your quest is. I drew it my damn self.
All right, so who is Akon?
Akon,
this is the strangest PowerPoint.
I know. I love it. Isn't it great?
We're building up. We're going to get there.
All right, so Akon's full name is Alwin Damala Badara Akon Thiam, born on April 16th in 1973 in St. Louis, Missouri. But he spent a lot of his childhood in like Senegal, Africa, where his father and him kind of lived. He rose to fame as a singer, record producer, and entrepreneur, and his net worth is around $80 million. So he's not a billionaire by any means, but he is
not a billionaire by any means.
Influential, very influential, and well connected. Music artists such as T-Pain, Lady Gaga, Kat De Luna, David Guetta, Akon himself, and Jeffree Star are still signed under Convict Music, a record label founded by him. He has six children. He always claims that they're with three women and they maintain great relationships with all of them. They collectively don't publicly discuss their faith.
Okay, great. But also, can I just draw attention to the convict music?
Yeah.
Chip does not understand this reference.
I do because of the slide.
Yes. Akon convict music.
Yeah.
It is how he announces himself, like I said earlier. Okay, that's all.
Some more interesting facts. He owns a diamond mine in South Africa, a nonprofit Confidence Foundation, and then a profit company, Lighting Africa, and can play 5 instruments, including the djembe, which I included in the PowerPoint.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he learned at a very young age how to play instruments.
I mean, my opinion plummeted when you said he owns a diamond mine, so.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, there's he talks a lot about how his territory is not very, like, they don't do the whole blood diamond thing, gets into that whole thing. That was a whole other rabbit hole I could have dived down, but anywho, so.
Allegedly.
Just adds for the conspiracy theories for later, Chip.
Yeah.
Chip's already thinking up the latest conspiracy theory that will end this episode.
I have been singing Akon around the house all day, and Jonathan is going to murder me, probably.
Yeah, I would bet money on it.
To the next slide.
Please hold for further assistance.
What's going to be in Akon City? There's a list of things that are going to be included in Akon City that have been discussed, have been talked about, expressed, quoted. And it's going to be in a phase 1 and phase 2.
So these are all the things that he's talked about so far that the city will have.
Correct, but only about 4 or 5 of them are supposed to be on phase 1, which we'll get to. So we can go to the next.
Well, I hope it's like the waste center and the police station.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, it was like the solar power plant, the waste center, the police. What I'm assuming is like the apartments and the, you know, places to live, and we'll go from there.
Here's hoping.
Okay.
They did talk about the education district is supposed to like be very open and communicative with the universities around the world. Like it's that he wants to build like a education district that will include a school and a university that, So it's going to be like in a phase 1, phase 2 process aspect. These are some quotes and some things that I pulled from various websites and references that you all find at the end of the show. But if you can read the first one, basically, Naudo, mayor of New Guinea, spoke to local leaders about this project. We welcome this project with open arms and pray that everything Akon told us will be realized.
Not good to say pray.
This feels like a cult. Yeah. I did not think it was going to feel like a cult, and you know how much I love cults.
Yeah. Interesting topic.
I shouldn't say I'm pleasantly surprised. That's not the right... How long have we been doing this show?
So if you look on the map over there, that's where basically it will be at.
It's good placement?
Yeah. In this next bullet here, a hospital, a school, shopping mall, homes, police station, waste center, and solar power are supposed to be completed by 2023. So that would be phase 1. And then the rest of the city and the whole facility will finally be realized by 2030. That is consistently the goal that I've been finding, the goal that has been quoted, the goal that has been, you know, mentioned. But it's been a while.
I was going to say, okay, 8 years to have, let's go back for a second. 8 years to have a hospital and a fitness center and a stadium and blah, blah, blah. That's that's not an unrealistic goal by any means. That it looks like this is the unrealistic goal.
Yeah.
It is just various sculptures of the bean in various forms.
Yeah. There's some standard apartment buildings in that one, in that last one. Look over there on the right.
Yeah, actually, if anything, they look like, remember in the 90s when they started randomly making apartment buildings in a circular shape and white to make them look futuristic?
Right.
That's what that looks like.
Have you seen the corn cobs in Chicago? Those apartment buildings?
Probably.
They're like, this is a toned-down version.
Got it. Sorry, I went back slides.
No, you're all right.
I'm sucking with your flow. Wait,
go back one more.
Saboteur.
Yeah, go back. There you go. So Paul Martin was the director of the project at KE International, and he told Reuters that $4 billion of the $6 billion budget had been secured from a number of investors, including Kenyan businessman Julius Mwale, designed by Dubai-based architect Hussein Barki, who is Lebanese. The plans are ambitious, and not everyone shares Nato's optimism. So that was something I pulled directly from another website reference at the end. And that's consistently been found, that the KE International is the director, and they're holding on to the assets. And that investor has been named, the Kenyan businessman. But the rest, anywhere I've ever looked for information, it's confidential.
Okay.
I just have so many doubts about this $4 million that's already secured.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. So
I don't know. People invested in fire festivals. So.
Well, and that's what that last quote is, basically, that last quote back there. It was just saying, like, that was a direct quote from someone else who was having the same ideas, the same concepts with that, but not even level and being shut down left and right, you know? So, so how will Akon City operate? So here's kind of where things get a little dicey with locals and, you know, the workers. Basically, what this is saying is, like, we don't want just to be the laborers. Basically, these are direct quotes coming from, like, people that are leaders in the city and surrounding areas and the locals and stuff. And they want to be, like, they want to be amongst the managers. They want to be part of it and have equal opportunity for jobs. And
yeah, they don't want them to bring in outside managers.
Right.
From perfectly other reasonable. Places.
Right.
At least in no way.
At least on an equal level is what they're trying to
get.
Like, it should, you know what I mean? Especially if it's going to be there. So,
and it feels like that's what the point is. The entire point of it is.
That's exactly what it is. So, so that's basically, it's both sides, you know, going back and forth saying, you know, this is what it is. It will be guaranteed, you know, so.
Guaranteed.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, if it happens. So, yeah.
I'm so glad past me decided to bring down a heated blanket. Sorry. An aside.
Welcome to Detroit in January.
I hate it.
The worst.
All right. Are we moving on?
Yes, we can move on.
How many slides are there? Oh, we're on slide 11.
There are 14.
Oh, it's coined with a K. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
No, I'm already upset.
I'm like, come on, Mikey. I know this was a lot more exciting when you were talking about it before. I don't think it's just...
The slogan is One Africa, One Coin. Akon, with a couple other innovators and artists and humanitarians, John Karras and Lynn Liss, created, you know, a cryptocurrency, basically, and it's powered, you know, by a marketplace of tools and services for business owners and activists. And it's basically to engage and connect Africa and put the money back into the hands of the investor.
Wait, so is this just for Akon City, or are they trying to expand it to the entire continent?
This is designed for Africa, and this already exists.
How is it doing? Just because it exists, you know?
When I looked it up, it was very, very, very minimal.
I'm shocked.
I don't know. I didn't look up the dates and stuff, but I should have looked up the dates of when it went live and what it's done. But
is the idea that within Akon City, you would only be able to use this currency?
Yes. The whole of Akon City will solely be this cryptocurrency.
But then the entirety of Africa, they're trying to expand, like, across the entire continent, but specifically in Akon City, that's the only place. This is the only currency you can use. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and then you can see a quote from Akon himself, who is the chairman.
Young entrepreneurs in Africa are facing real hardships in creating and building businesses, problems that have hampered sustained development.
So now the juicy parts, the conspiracies. So the biggest conspiracy surrounding Akon City is whether or not it's real, when will it be done, and why the delay. Like, that's most of everything that you're going to find is that big chunk there. When interviewed locals, AFP said that they knew little about Akon City nor why the construction had been delayed. And that's general what they got from almost everyone. There was a ceremonial stone laid there on 2020 of August 31, as it was scheduled to begin early this year. Is the delay due to COVID-19? Is it funding or something else? I mean, obviously, we're in the middle of a pandemic. So, I mean, it's hard to jump on any conspiracy bandwagon, because anything that had any type of date or commitment or idea or innovation has been stalled in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
Even if it's, Woodward and Ferndale and what they're going to be doing or whatever. So it's really hard to, like, kind of, go one way or another with things. But that's just another, quote from a 25-year-old student that he thought it had been canceled. He hasn't heard anything about it in a long time, basically.
Just for everyone's reference, according to livecoinwatch.com, the A-coin is currently worth, rounding up, 13 cents. All-time high of rounding up 59 cents. Okay. U.S. cents.
Thank you. Nice. Interesting.
That feels not bad.
Huh?
That feels not bad.
No.
Certainly, I was expecting, like, 0.00001. Yeah.
No, that's not bad. No.
If I'm reading the site.
I wonder when it was created. I should have looked that up. But yeah, so basically, the deputy mayor, though, basically said, the delays were common, especially given the pandemic. And I, that's exactly what I would, do. We can go on to the next page. This one's fun.
November 25th, 2021. The coin.
So it's not very old. Just created. Huh. Okay. So below we have a conspiracy theory posted by Reddit user Dabatron, which I love the name. this conspiracy theory is beginning to show up in numerous places, that I found, but I feel like he kind of hit the nail on it. So I don't know if one of you want to read that.
Below is a conspiracy theory posted by Reddit user Dabatron. This is a spontaneous post for now. I will later make a thought out one that details more evidence, but after doing some research, I've concluded that there
is the possibility. The rapper and entrepreneur is actually investing in the infrastructure of Africa under the guidance of the Chinese government in order to help spread and ensure Chinese influence and dominance in the region. For those that do not know what I'm talking about, over the past decade, China's been investing billions of dollars into the infrastructure of certain African nations. Why were you like, this is the show that I'm going to put this wall of text on?
Yeah.
Why were you like, this is it?
This is it.
This is what I want this in a PowerPoint.
He's been out of school for a while. Amateur.
In conclusion, the conspiracy theory is that Akon has these ties to the Chinese government.
Yep, and about the cryptocurrency and
Crypto City. Yeah,
that basically he's a rapper, an entrepreneur. He's been using his money to fund and modernize the infrastructure of some of the poor parts of Africa. Recently, he's become most known for funding the construction of an entire crypto city in Senegal, where the economy is based on cryptocurrency. Interesting.
So, and also after, you know, going through this and looking, some of that money, it's been quoted as to $1 billion towards Akon City is through Lighting Africa, which is his organization that he works with. And China has been known to be trying to help Africa for a long time now, which everyone should be. but yeah, so it's interesting. Quite interesting. Satellite City. So I also found this to be interesting. Despite not building not occurring yet, this hasn't stopped Akon from making plans to build the second Akon City.
Hang on, bud. Let's slow your roll.
Yeah. So the East African nation has agreed to identify a place suitable in Uganda that has not left the land, which will be made available to him and his team. The Minister for Urban Development said at a news conference. So it has been confirmed and talked about with leaders. Akon will be in charge of attracting investment and making the project and will consult with the Ugandan government for this satellite city.
I forgot. What was the size of Akon City number one? Square mileage?
2,000 acres.
Okay. This one sounded tiny. That makes more sense.
I feel like I don't have a good... I have an idea of what 20 acres looks like. But when things are in acres, my mind can't...
Yeah.
I need square miles. That's... acres isn't going to work for me.
So Akon is quoted here, there's so much about Uganda that I never knew existed. Akon said in a news concert, I'm determined to expose that. I want people to understand how beautiful Uganda is, and the best way to do that is to build my city here.
I just...
3.1 square miles, which much tinier than I was thinking.
3 square miles?
Thereabouts, 3.
Well, it does kind of make sense with the things that are in it, like a hospital,
yeah,
a police station, like a water treatment plant. They were relatively basic small town things that would be in the downtown of a small town. And most small towns aren't, you know, over 3 square miles.
I mean, no idea what the square mileage is of my city.
I mean, in terms of the downtown area, obviously, you know, it might be a small town, but it's technically, you know, 10 square miles of farmland. I'm just talking about small towns in general. Those downtown things, especially considering that there was a lot of apartment buildings and not a lot of houses contained, it could all be pretty compacted.
Fair enough.
So, this one is set to be done in 2036, is what that one has been quoted by Akon.
I won't hold my breath just yet.
And then the last page is just the references that I used.
We will still put them on the website, links in the show notes. We'll post in the show notes.
It'll be somewhere.
And they're somewhere. They're on the website. They're in our link tree.
This one's a weird one. The sort of vines hanging tentacle building. That last picture.
I just can't get over how much everything looks like the bean.
The future is chrome.
I hate it. I hate it.
Where were you in the 90s and the early aughts?
I hope it's true.
It feels like something that could be made for a lot less money to not look like that. And a lot faster to not look like that. I didn't really see anything in here that was particularly difficult to achieve. Like, even in Senegal, like, where is she? Oh, gosh. They look like the bean if the bean was supposed to represent a dildo. That's what they look like. I'm just being really honest.
Not wrong.
You know, I don't, you know what I just don't get is I don't get an African vibe from it. Like, I just
like he's saying that it's supposed to represent, but yet it's so futuristic that it is. I mean, because
disconnected.
Yeah, it's just completely disconnected from everywhere because let's remember Africa is a continent. Egypt is in Africa. Like, Africa is not just a poor country. It is a continent that has both extremes, like anywhere would. And right. So,
but like,
if it's trying
Wakanda,
to be futuristic, yeah.
The Wakanda designs they're definitely based in, I don't even know, probably Kenya designs. I don't know, but they at least like have some personality to them that they're going for something. Whereas this is just metal dildos.
Let's break this down though. Okay, it says education district. That literally just means schools. That's all education district really means. Like, well, schools and maybe like a learning center with it. Etc. Yeah. But it is a complex of schools, and most small towns have all of their schools are kind of clumped together.
Yeah, this was geared towards more like university competing on the world level.
Yeah. Recording studio. I love that that's a feature. Yeah. Fitness center and a hospital. The fitness center could be in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
School. I feel like that's part of the education district. Shopping mall.
Just one?
Welcome to the strip malls of, like, everywhere. Shopping mall could mean so many things. Renewable waste center. Recording studio. Resorts. Solar power plant. Skyscrapers. Casino. Studio. Luxury high rise. Like, these could be made if they weren't made to look like that. It could be a much quicker project, a much cheaper project. And I do understand the idea that
future,
you know, we do want to bring, we want to bring it into the future, and that this part of Senegal could be just as futuristic as any other, you know, first world country city on Earth. But I just think it's too much. It's just too much. It's form versus functionality. Like, a lot of those forms didn't seem functionable in any way.
There gotta be some very unpleasant apartments.
Yeah, I did like the apartments that kind of resembled actual apartment buildings, just circular. Like, okay, cool. We can do that. Like, we can make things look futuristic in a different way. And I feel like the actual futuristic elements aren't the designs. They are not at all the designs. But they're more like the green energy. Mm-hmm. There is a city. Oh God, is it in Turkey? But the entire city is an eco city. Mm-hmm. It's a completely green city. All of the landscaping and stuff is permaculture. There's like solar energy that even like lights up the sidewalks and crazy shit. Like, to me, that's the future. And as something looking futuristic isn't the same as something being futuristic. And I guess that's a matter of perspective. Like yeah. wanting to live in Star Trek. Like what I want to have in Star Trek is like the replicators. And other people are like, oh, they're outfits and they're in space. And I'm like, no, but the replicators. That's the cool part of Star Trek and different futuristic elements, even like Back to the Future. The future portion. What is it? Back to the Future 2? Why am I talking about Back to the Future so much? So stupid. But in Back to the Future, the futuristic elements, for the most part, now looking back on them, are pretty functional.
And 3D movies, the shark bit you.
Yeah, and obviously hoverboards. But even when things looked super futuristic, they just seemed functional.
Yeah.
But that's not pretty. Or whatever you want to call this.
I just truly don't understand how the future to some people is represented by these dildo-looking bean buildings. I just don't get it. I don't get it. How were
you in the aughts? 2000. Everything is chrome. It's shiny, sleek.
No.
Metal is the future.
I don't like it. I
like the idea of no plastics. That's all he had going for him in that respect.
Hemp is the future.
Genuinely. Justice for him.
Yeah.
So what other episodes are you guys looking forward to covering this year? I know when Mikey was having technical difficulties, I mentioned finally covering the Denver airport.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to our very special Valentine's Day episode.
As always, we will be doing a ghost sex themed Valentine's Day episode because this is who we are now.
Because this is our brand, whether people like it or not, they're stuck with our decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're into it because they send us, out of all of the submissions we get, ones that aren't from like families and true crime based, they are almost always about ghosts. We have no shortage of submissions for like Halloween season. Hence our four episodes throughout the month of October this year. There's no shortage of ideas or submissions.
Yes.
When it comes to that.
We'll have more Blood series and hopefully a lot more Fuck, Marry, Kill.
We have been talking about it for a while about potentially doing one. Like a small one in every episode, just three.
I stand by this idea. We should get on it. If I say it publicly, then we have to. Announcing in the next few episodes to be posted.
Oh, no.
Episode one. Well, mini, so segment. It's a segment.
Okay, that went from an episode to a mini soldier segment. What's happening?
I mean, do you want it to be a full episode? I feel like it was pretty much just a segment we're gonna include. Fuck, marry, kill cryptids across the country. Coming to you soon.
We do have some places that we've charted recently that instead of doing a country cryptids episode, we could just do Fuck, Marry, Kill with the cryptids that we've chosen.
That too.
Committing us to things. It's a horrible idea.
Accountability. It's horrible.
Well, this was a horrible idea. So glad we had it.
You loved it.
I didn't hate it. I do think that the PowerPoint was necessary to it keep was us necessary. On track.
It's too visual. You know?
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
Oh no, this is where we're at now. Wait, I gotta put up "This is legal state, don't add us" banner. Gotta put that one back.
What does that mean? Oh.
Oh, you're a boomer. That's what it means. It's like, what's the at symbol?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
Oh boy.
I'm so glad that this one wasn't sponsored by stamps.com. Somebody's gonna send it to them. You're like, this is what you support.
Are you happy with yourselves? No.
So we will be posting our link tree because we are currently streaming on Facebook and Twitch and YouTube, and there are people separately in those things. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. We might just post it as a comment once the live show is over, but it will have links to our normal things and our sources, but it will also have the link to our 2022 survey for things that you want to see this upcoming year. There's usually a lot of very specific conspiracies that people want covered, so maybe those will go in a listener requested episode if they don't get picked up for a full episode.
You can also give us the 411 at the 3411.
Yes, you can also text the tip line at 313-355-3411. How do you guys not know the number? We've had this phone number for 2 years and like 55 episodes.
Why would I ever interact with it? Just to find the messages that I don't need to know the number to see what's there.
If you've already committed it to memory.
See? I just know the tagline.
The tagline that you've kind of made, but then also you forget half of it.
Like, you know.
Something, something, the 411.
You've got it memorized.
I love that. Anyways, this episode will be put on our regular podcast as a regular podcast in the next few days. We'll see. Hopefully tomorrow, and it'll be like a normal scheduling on a Tuesday, but it might not be until Wednesday.
You see, everything is delayed in a pandemic.
Nobody wants
major cities podcast.
Don't get
episodes.
Us copyright stricken. Don't get us copyright stricken. Until next time, I'm Mo.
I'm Chip.
I'm Mikey.
Oh wait, I didn't get to use my Mikey as a slut ticker. That's a shame.
Aw, how sad.
All right, there we go. The end.
For posterity. I'm sorry,
Bye.
Everyone. You deserve better.